However, a new doctor conducted extensive tests and diagnosed multiple sclerosis, an incurable neurological disease that was disabling her and would eventually kill her. Her response? "Oh, I'm so relieved. I thought it was all in my head." Indeed, by the 1960s, materialism was so pervasive in medicine that Benson had a hard time persuading his colleagues that mental stress could contribute to high blood pressure. Mentors warned that he was risking his career when he began to study the physiology of meditation in an effort to understand how the mind influences the body. Meanwhile, doctors told early researchers into the placebo effect that their colleagues were 3 times more likely to employ that effect than they themselves were. The doctors were not attempting to deceive anyone. Most likely, they failed to recognize their own use of the placebo effect, even though they noticed when other doctors did it. As we saw in Chapter 6, the placebo effect is part of the normal practice of clinical medicine. But it is not a practice that doctors would have found easy to discuss. The medical system, after all, offered little reward for working effectively with a patient's mental states. A doctor who reported, "Mr. Y accepted my advice to meditate when he feels overwhelmed by job stress. As a result, his ulcer attacks have diminished in severity and he can reduce his medications," might be accused of practicing unscientific medicine, or even of dragging in religion. The fact that the doctor's approach had worked would be irrelevant in an environment focused on the prescription of drugs, treatments, or surgery. Clearly, much progress has been made in recent decades in understanding the mind's real influence on the body. In 2000, the National Institutes of Health held a conference on the subject. Although the scientific study of mental states still creates anxiety in some, mental influences on high blood pressure, for example, are no longer controversial. Indeed, a recent study found that loneliness significantly increases the risk of high blood pressure, especially in seniors. Richard Sussman, director of the Behavioral and Social Research Program at the National Institute on Aging, NIA, expressed surprise over the magnitude of the relationship between loneliness and hypertension in this well-controlled cross-sectional study. To better understand 20th century medicine's discomfort with any mental influences at all, never mind RSMEs, we must recognize that 19th and 20th century medicine had triumphed in many areas while simply ignoring mental states. Antiseptics, treated water, vaccinations, antibiotics, incubators, intravenous drips, and defibrillators greatly reduced death tolls without addressing or even according any importance to them.